It's time for another Castle Country Focus update as our school district interview. And this morning, we have the ladies from Bruin Point Elementary. It's always fun when you guys come in. How are we today and how are we surviving so far, you know, now that everything's over with?
We are doing well. Really excited to be here, Dave, and share the great things that are going on at Bruin Point, and we're just trudging along.
Well, let's just get to it. There's a lot going on, so I'll let you just take it away.
Okay, so recently we had the Spelling Bee at Bruin Point. We had 18 students that competed, fourth and fifth graders, and we narrowed that down to three, Getman Howell, Nadia Snyder, and Hayden Hunt. And they will be competing at the district level at Mount Harmon on February 21st. So that was really exciting. We had kids who have never participated before and who are a little shy get up there and do their best. So that was fun to see them. As everyone knows, February is Kindness Month. So our student council is sponsoring an activity where the kids are looking for kindness and reporting kindness. And when they report kindness, they're going to get a block to put on the Tower of Kindness. When our tower reaches 4 feet, we're going to celebrate by having a school-wide popcorn party and just really emphasizing kindness this month. And Mrs. Bailey, our school counselor, works with our students and gives them the skills and resources so that they know how to resolve conflict and be kind. So, Ms. Bailey, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about what you do at our school.
We have a school-wide curriculum called Second Steps. And within our Second Steps curriculum, we work on teaching empathy, and we work on using our positive self-talk. This month, we've also been working on our emotion management, how to have a calm mind and a calm body when we might have conflicts with other students. We've been working a lot on solving problems as well and accepting differences within our class and within our schools.
Yeah. So, Mrs. Bailey, you brought up being positive. So, one really cool thing that we have at Bruin Point is we have the PAWS dogs that come and visit us. And, you know, and if you're in our community, you know about Nancy Bentley and her fabulous golden retriever. So, I'm going to let Cassie just speak a little bit about that and her recent lessons. So,
we're very fortunate to have the PAWS dogs from Active Rentry come out and visit with our school. And we have classroom lessons designed for our students and that they can interact with Logan and Baxter, the PAWS dogs. This week, our lessons were on hygiene within the second graders. And then we've also worked on how to be a good friend and a good listener. And not only do we teach the lesson, but as I said, they're able to interact with Logan and Baxter. And Logan and Baxter are able to show what it looks like to be a good friend, not take over. They're able to use some self-control if they are playing with a ball. We're able to show that to our students. So it's been a very positive adventure for our school to have them out there.
I totally see what you did there. Caught it. Now, another fun thing that you were talking about off air is it Fantastic Fridays?
Yeah.
Is that what we do out there?
So on Fridays, we just try to, you know, because we're always just, we're just grinding. We just have so much we want our students to learn, and we just want them to be the best they can be. And so it seems like we're just all week long, we're just really grinding through the week. But on Fridays, we turn on the music in the cafeteria in the morning. We're all together. We blast the music. When the kids are done with their breakfast, they can dance behind their seat. That, you know, we got a lot of flossers and Orange Justice and all those Fortnite dances that I'm not cool enough to do. So we do that. And then at lunch, one of our paraprofessionals, Mr. John Bain, is now telling dad jokes. And the kids love it just because of his personality, not necessarily the jokes. So sometimes it gets laughs, sometimes it gets groans, but just trying to lighten the mood and creating that positive culture and seeing Mr. Bain in a different light. So that's been a lot of fun as well.
I mean, as long as John gets attention, he's fine.
Oh, yeah, and he's great. He's an amazing performer and an asset to our school. So, and the snow, Dave. The snow. We have snow and snow and more snow. And as you know, we missed a day of school because of the snow. But we have decided if you can't beat them, join them. So we've created a snowball zone at Bruin Point. We have hula hoops on the fence, and we give the students an opportunity to actually pick up the snow and throw it, because that's all they want to do. They want to make snowmen, play on the snow piles, and throw snowballs. So, and instead of fighting them about that, we've just created a safe environment for them to play with the snow. So,
well, as long as you keep them safe, they.
Yep, that's what it's all about.
Anything below the face.
Yeah.
It's not the face.
Well, we don't let them throw it at each other. They have to throw it at the target. But that's really seemed to curb the snowballing each other. So they have a healthy outlet. And then, of course, we have parent-teacher conferences coming up. So next week, the 19th and 20th, all the teachers will be meeting with the parents. And we have a positive postcard campaign right now. So teachers are noticing good things that students are doing and shooting some postcards home to parents just so that they know all the good things that are going on in the classroom as well. So that's been fun too.
Well, it seems like there's always fun stuff going on out of Bruin Point. If I were a kid, that's where I would want to go.
Yes.
So is there anything else coming on the horizon that you guys would like to talk about? Anything coming up that's going to be fun stuff? I know you guys deal a lot with like STEM research, STEM stuff and all that kind of stuff. So have you got anything out there on the horizon that you guys are kind of looking forward to that's coming up?
In March, we're going to do a big parent night. We usually do it around St. Patrick's Day. And so we're gonna coordinate with the Rising Raptors and bring in some parent training and just some fun games. We thought about, one of the things we did think about that would be really fun for the kids was a Fortnite dance-off, because that is all the rage. And so, and then just getting geared up for testing. But we, you know, of course, we always have our community support. We get support everywhere we turn. The health department gave us bikes at Christmas. Carbon Caring for Kids provides over 23 meals now for our students. And we are over 100 students in our elementary school. And with our preschool, we have over 130 students. This is the biggest group of kids we've had since I've been principal in 4 years. So our little community is getting more and more people. So it's exciting times at Bruin Point.
It sounds like it. And like I said, Bruin Point, every time you come in, you got something fun to talk about.
Yeah.
So thanks for stopping in this morning, giving us a little bit of an update of what's going on out there. I guess be safe, because there is more snow on the way. I know you didn't want to hear that.
That's okay. We love it.
Thanks for stopping in this morning. We really appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, check out KOALITV.com and AM 750 107.3 FM 750 AM.